From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. The power went out in parts of the Northeast and Midwest just after 4 p.m. Eastern Time today. New York City, Detroit, and Cleveland were among the places where electricity was lost. Cities in Canada were also affected. Traffic came to a halt, and people left their office buildings in droves to escape the heat. New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg said on CNN that at this time there is no evidence of a terror attack. Andrea Bernstein of member station WNYC is in downtown Manhattan at the base of the Brooklyn Bridge, and she joins us now. Andrea, can you tell us what the scene is, please?
Well, traffic is at an absolute standstill. It's just stopped trying to get over the bridge. There are, of course, no traffic lights, and there are thousands of people streaming across the bridge, coming from all over their offices in lower Manhattan. But everybody seems pretty calm.
Calm, you say? No, not many signs of panic that you've been able to detect.
Nobody seems to be panicking. People are walking slowly. It is, of course, very hot. I was recently at New York Downtown Hospital. That was the hospital closest to Ground Zero. They're on emergency power. They said after 9/11 they went for 7 days with no power, so they are very calm. And people are mostly trying to figure out how they're going to get home.
And how are they getting home? I imagine it's on foot.
Quite a few are walking. Some are trying to get family to come and meet them outside of Manhattan, and there are some people who simply don't know, who think they may just have to go to a park and sit and wait it out.
Now, at this point, are the subways still down?
The subways appear not to be running, but I think that nobody has any faith. No one wants to get down in the subway when they don't see any power on anywhere around them.
Yeah, there were stories of people sort of streaming up from the subways who'd been stuck down there for a while. Not a pleasant place to be on a hot day.
I don't see anybody coming out. I'm standing right outside of a subway entrance right now, and I don't see somebody coming out now. So if they were down there, if they were in the station, they probably had gotten out.
We're heading into the evening, and I wonder what people are saying about how they're going to deal with that.
People are ready to deal with it. People, you know, this is, of course, as you know, you were here during 9/11. People are ready. They say they have batteries, they have candles, they have food, they have water, and they just want to get to where they can get where it's cool as possible, which is probably under a tree at this point.
I can hear a siren behind you, Andrea, and I imagine that this must be a real problem for emergency vehicles that are trying to get through traffic.
I do see a few lone police officers trying to flag them through. There is a fire engine there, and the emergency vehicles are getting through slowly. All of the rest of the traffic is just like a giant parking lot across the Brooklyn Bridge right now. There's literally not a vehicle moving.
Okay, thanks very much, Andrea.
Thank you.
WNYC reporter Andrea Bernstein in Lower Manhattan.